Yurda, written by Teresa J. Martin, narrated by Michelle Amos. One. Today was the day. It had officially been 1 year since I'd escaped from the clutches of a madwoman and her ilk. Or had I been rescued? Really, I supposed, I'd escaped, then been rescued. Either way, I'd gotten free, at a price. Except for me, no one trapped in Savannah's luscious estate had survived. The prisoners weren't the only people who had died, though the deaths of those that weren't prisoners didn't haunt me. All except one. I shuddered at the thought. Usually it wasn't too bad, but today the memory of clouds that covered Jackson's once deep blue eyes were haunting me. There were so many questions I still had, and I knew none of them would ever be answered. Grieving his loss hadn't been easy either. Yes, I'd loved him, but as I wasted away in a cage, it began to feel like I was loving a phantom. The part of me that loved people wanted to believe that he'd done his best. He'd done everything he could to help me. However, the new cynical side of me knew better. Jackson could have done so much more to help me and everyone else. He'd known where I was, and there were 100 ways he could have saved me without inciting Savannah's wrath. But he hadn't done it. I had nothing to thank Jackson for except months of torture. Or was that too harsh? Of course it was too harsh. He tried to save me, I think. I still had a million questions. Had Jackson ever loved me? Had he been helping Savannah when he said he would help me get free? I'd never get the answers to those questions because Jackson was dead. Closure would be forever out of my reach. It hadn't been just my life at risk either, though he may not have known that. Some days I had no trouble placing some of the blame on him. On others, I certainly did. I fucking hated him, except I didn't, though at times I did. Still, what was the point? No matter what, other missing people who had also been locked in cages could have been saved, if only Jackson had done the right thing. It wasn't until his dying breath that he decided to be an honorable man, and that, unfortunately, had been months too late. In the end, I'd gotten myself free, and I'd remembered to lean on the people who could, no, would actually help. It's amazing just how much can change in a single year. After Savannah died, everything in Silverstone went back to normal. The crime rate was again non-existent, and I think the residents were trying to forget. Everyone knew who I was, and they knew about what happened. No, they didn't know about the magic, but the captivity and torture, they knew all the gory details, or so they thought. Everyone who really knew the truth was dead, except for me. I hadn't even told my friends the true extent of what had happened. That part was over, and they didn't need to know. The authorities didn't mention the water found in Veronica's lungs in the official reports. I didn't know why, but I'd never bothered to question it. The report said she died of gunshot wounds in the raid, like all the other perpetrators. All the perpetrators, except Simon. Simon wasn't there that day, and no one knew where the hell he was. It was as though he'd vanished into thin air. The police tried to track him down for questioning, but they'd never managed to do so. Because people stopped disappearing and they couldn't officially link him to what Savannah had been doing, they'd stopped looking for him. Knowing Simon was out there haunted me in my sleep. I just wanted it to be over, but as long as he was unaccounted for, I couldn't help but think that it wasn't over. Savannah's grand mansion and the grounds it sat on was owned by her family's estate, and as far as anyone knew, it was abandoned. Some company was maintaining the house and the land, but no one was living there. The scars from my ordeal weren't just emotional. I had some physical ones, too. Some were darker, while the rest had faded into tiny white lines. My nose had healed. It looked different, but I'd gotten used to it. My hearing had never fully recovered, and some days were worse than others. My powers were another matter. I hadn't used them since the day I was freed. For a while, I couldn't stand the thought. The background hum had reappeared, but I was trying to ignore that. My being a Haldrir was part of the reason I'd been captured and tortured in the first place. Except that it wasn't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?